Been really being enjoying the second reading, St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Mentioned it last week, and some of the missions you guys do. And again, St. Paul is writing to that small church in the Thessalonica, and he was writing how the good things they were doing, and also how he is just inspired. And I would say the same thing in my own life. It's one of my best days is when I go to Mass, to be in your presence, to have ourselves at church in God's house, to worship, to listening to His Word, to bring our families and to invite more. Really, it's the best part of my day, every day. Now, St. Paul was writing today about the Thessalonians that he was thanking them for saying that they have turned away from idols to God. And in his culture, when he was writing to them back in the day, they actually worshipped idols, like a statue. Now, I think many here, I think, and I hope that you're not going home today and just worshipping to an idol, like a statue. Right? But throughout all of history, we as humans sometimes focus things to worship or to idol them, to think that that is more important than other things. And I think just right now, imagine, I mean, all of you here, especially Vikings football fans, you're not worshiping them. You're here at Mass, right? Because they're in London right now. It's until 3 o'clock in their afternoon and Mass time here. And so praise God and nice work. Or other things that we might think that we put more time as our idol, whatever it might be in our own hearts. I'm sure everyone has something, whether it's a phone, television, just on the internet, doing just other stuff that we could do something different. And that's what Jesus was telling us today. That's what he said in the gospel. You know, the last several weeks, Jesus is just, you know, they have all these tests to him. And he just nails them every time of what the answer is, because he's not just a human, he is God. Now, first, please don't, like, test God. Don't test Jesus. Because if you test Jesus, guess what's going to happen? He's going to tell you something to do. Sometimes you might be scared, and he might be saying, well, you want that question? I'll give you the answer. Here it is. And do it. Do what he says. And today, this scholar of the law, you know, and there's over like 300 laws in the Old Testament. And so the scholar, you know, is saying, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Because basically, we can give a different answer than what you think, Jesus, and we'll tell you what the law is. Again, he doesn't realize that it's not just Jesus, not just a prophet, not just a teacher. It is God. And he asked Jesus a question. He asked God a question. And Jesus gave the answer. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is the kernel of our faith. That should be our kernel of our lives. When Jesus is telling this is the first commandment, the greatest commandment, basically, he's saying God is number one. In our lives, God needs to be number one. It was fun to talk. It was a week and a half ago now. We asked some of our juniors about what is your list of where things are. Now think about that in your heart. Where is God on your list? And grow and put him number one. And typically I said, you know, like the average, I guess you could say, is your family. God should be first. Spouses should be second. And kids third. And then hobbies, jobs, missions, the things you need to do day to day. So pray and think, God, how can I put you number one? And because it's Jesus and God, this is fine. I won't give you just one law that's very important. I'll give you the second. He said, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, last weekend I talked about, and thanks, about how we serve others, and that's our neighbor. And that's what Jesus is talking about today. That we must first put God and our neighbor even before ourselves. What's really cool, like I said last weekend, I think, that many of us are serving neighbors, are loving neighbors, and continue to do that. Put God first, put our neighbor, and then ourselves. You know, my newest one, Father Albert Muga from Ghana, Africa, and many of you know him, seen him. He sent an email a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, Father Ben, and then he showed pictures. He said, actually, is there any way that you could help us to have desks and a chair in our school? And he showed pictures. They don't have one desk or chair. So when we think about who is our neighbor, who is it that's asking you something like that? I know my heart definitely. Man, we have plenty of desks here. It'd be hard to ship it to Ghana, but we'll get it. We'll help. We need to help. Because you are my neighbor. You are my brother, Albert. So what is that person or place or thing that you are called from them or from God? So keep growing. Keep working. Keep helping. Again, there are things in the world that people need that we want, or everything we do need. We just have stuff. We don't need it. We really don't. How can we help somebody that needs something? So wonderful readings this weekend again about St. Paul with the Thessalonians, their gifts and talents to impress St. Paul. And then for God, after he's being tested, to tell the answer. Put God first. Serve your neighbor. How can you do that? How can you make that list in your mind and serve?